Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, so we're introducing a new topic. Right now, we're working through a series called We Are, where we're looking at how following Jesus changes and transforms us. Our daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a rhythm that keeps us in sync as a community, even as we aren't learning together in the same place at the same time. So every Monday we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday we study the Bible together. Every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Friday is a day of prayer and reflection. Saturday is a day of rest before Sunday, a day for community, especially Christian community. We have a brand new Christian community that meets every second Sunday in Ajax called Redeemer Church. And our family room service, which is a service for people of all ages to worship and learn together in one space. If you can join us, please do. You can find more information at redeemerajax.ca. Now, do you know the idea of paying it forward? It all came about because of a movie a few years ago that talked about paying it forward when somebody does something kind for you, making sure you do the same for someone else, and so on down the chain. The idea of an unbroken chain of generosity. People started to act this out a little bit at Tim Hortons. It's happened to me, I don't know, maybe it's happened to you, where you get to the front of maybe the drive-through line and find out that the person ahead of you in line actually paid for your order. The idea is you pay for the order of the person behind you. And there was one of these chains that happened in Winnipeg, where there were over 200 people who managed to pay for one another's meals before somebody finally broke the chain. I think it was number 229 in the chain. And unfortunately, nobody ever found out the person's name or why they got away with basically not paying for their order and nobody else's, but the chain was finally broken after this long string of generosity, of people finding they were blessed and cared for by someone else, and then turning around and doing the same. So that's the kind of thing we're going to explore this week, a story in the Bible where Paul, one of the first Christian leaders, shared his faith with a woman named Lydia, and she became generous and started to care for others and show others generosity. So that's what we'll explore this week, but first I've got a question for you to explore and discuss with others. Who's been generous to you, and how have you paid it forward? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.